Welcome to Sports Med Res's This Week in Review podcast, where we highlight the recent news in sports medicine research. This past week's most popular post on sportsmedres.org discussed a study that found that individuals with shoulder injuries had similar scapular muscle activation ratios as individuals without shoulder injuries during common exercises. It may be optimal to select the bow and arrow or external rotation with scapular squeeze exercises because they had good activation of the middle trapezius, lower trapezius, and serratus anterior while minimizing overactivation of the upper trapezius. Muscle activation during exercise can provide information regarding the type of injury that has been sustained. After an injury occurs, involved muscles are likely to lose strength compared with pre-injury levels. Scapular muscle activation is altered after glenohumeral injury, which may affect the stability and function of the shoulder. The authors of this study aim to determine if activation ratios between the upper trapezius, middle trapezius, lower trapezius, and serratus anterior differed between athletes with glenohumeral injuries and healthy control athletes. Activation ratios were measured during functional exercises, including the bow and arrow, external rotation with scapular squeeze, lawnmower, and robbery exercises. This was a cross-sectional study where 39 participants were assigned to one of two groups. 20 participants had glenohumeral injury, while 19 participants were matched healthy control participants. The participants performed the concentric phase of the functional exercises over a period of 3 seconds, and muscle activity was recorded with surface electromyography. The participants performed 5 acceptable repetitions of each exercise, and the researchers used the middle 3 repetitions for their analyses. The activation ratios measured included upper to middle trapezius, upper to lower trapezius, and upper trapezius to serratus anterior. The upper trapezius, middle trapezius, and lower trapezius muscles saw the highest activation during the bow and arrow exercise, and the serratus anterior had the highest activation during external rotation with scapular squeeze. The upper to middle trapezius ratio and the upper to lower trapezius ratio were greatest in both groups during the bow and arrow and robbery exercises. Overall, there was no difference between muscle activation ratios between the two groups. The authors examined muscle activation in individuals with glenohumeral injuries and non-injured individuals, reporting that there are no differences in the muscle activation during typical functional exercises. As a clinician, this study can benefit the rehabilitation process by focusing on activating the proper muscles. Having the athlete focus on individual muscles rather than the movement of the exercise may benefit from higher activation from the involved muscles. The author stated that clinicians should be cautious with the bow and arrow exercise because of hyperactivity in the upper trapezius compared with the middle or lower trapezius. With higher ratios of incorrect muscle activation, the participants may not receive the proper benefit from the work that gives wasted movement. In contrast, clinicians may want to select exercises like the external rotation with scapular squeeze, lawnmower, and robbery that promote activation of the middle and lower trapezius or serratus anterior muscles while minimizing the activation of the upper trapezius. It would be interesting to follow up on this study by assessing differences in muscle strength in similar participants. In doing this, clinicians could assess weakness of the shoulder muscles to improve strength in the injured athletes. If the tests show that one or two muscles are consistently weak among those with the same injuries, it may help clinicians to work with patients, in particular overhead athletes, to proactively limit the number of glenohumeral injuries that may occur. Clinicians can use these results to improve patient care by emphasizing proper exercise selection, positioning, and form. With correct exercises and form, individuals completing rehabilitation exercises could have an enhanced recovery process compared with incorrect form and positioning. This past week, we had four other posts on sportsmedres.org. That's res.org. The first post described a study that found that eccentric strength training improves eccentric quadriceps muscle strength in the unexercised limb. The second post reported on a study that found that a patient with a patellar autograft for anterior cruciate ligament, or ACL, reconstruction has less of a chance of a need for ACL revision surgery than patients receiving a hamstring autograft. The third post described a study that found that three pharmacological agents that target different aspects of the inflammatory pathways decrease joint stiffness after joint trauma in rats. And finally, the fourth post described a study that found a tablet application is a promising, reliable tool to capture objective landing kinematics. Intra-rater reliability is good to excellent with an average of 6 trials. Inter-rater reliability was fair to excellent, depending on the level of experience of the clinician. Don't forget that we also share extra material on social media. For example, this past week, our social media posts included news articles describing a new study that is about to start examining a less invasive method of treating ACL injuries. If you have a question that you'd like us to address on this podcast, send us a message via social media. And remember, you can always follow us on Twitter, Facebook, Google+, or LinkedIn. We'll be back next week with more sports medicine research. Until then, have a fun one.